Welcome to Salisbury Christian Church's Sermon Podcast. The sermon you are about to listen to was delivered on February 12, 2012. This week, we take a look at God's love and how we can see that love through creation, Christ, and the cross. Be sure to check out our website at salisburychristianchurch.org for the latest news and events at Salisbury Christian Church. During Sunday school, Dickie noticed that Mom and Dad weren't here this morning. And every year, Dickie hands out Valentines, right? Dickie? Where is Dickie? There he is. You hand out Valentines. And I asked Dickie, why do you hand out Valentines? And he said, well, it's to show that I care for people. And he says, you know, I give Valentines to show people that I love them, right? And that got me thinking. I wonder how each and every one of you show that you love someone. So I'm going to pick on a couple people. Nick, he's an easy target. How do you show Ashton that you love her?
I make sure that I tell her every day. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't say it enough.
So you use words. Yep. You say, I love you. Jeff, how do you show Mason that you love him?
Well, I have a lot of patience, and I spend a lot of time with him.
Energy. Spend a lot of time? Energy? I think you guys made it pretty easy on me there, because really, when you think about it, we show love, when it comes down to it, we show love by using words, we tell people we love them, and by spending time with them, by giving ourselves and sacrificing our time for everyone. And really, that shows that we love one another. Love is a very complex an emotionally charged word. It's difficult to define sometimes, but when you see love, you know it's love. There is no mistaking it. It shows up in many forms. Like we said, Nick says he uses words, and Jeff said he spends time. But God expresses his love for us in a variety of ways. He's constantly showing his love for us. And I titled my sermon, We See God's Love. Now, not see God's love, but see God's love. Because I think there are three C's, three ways that God shows us that he loves us. And this isn't an all-inclusive list. But I think it gives a good broad sense of how God shows that he loves us. He shows us that he loves us through creation, through Christ, and through the cross. First of all, through creation, we are made in God's image. We are the crowning achievement of God's creation. How do you feel about that? I mean, he created everything first, but he saved his best for last. Man. And there is no doubt that in the Garden of Eden, there is love between Adam and Eve, and love between the two of them and God. And God said, these things are very good, the things that he created. He loves his creation. He loves us so much that he gave to us the animals and water and shelter and all of creation to be there for our benefit. He gave us food. He gives us shelter, like I said. And he really gives us everything to meet our physical needs. So God shows us his love for us in that way. Really, it's an astounding thing when you get down to it about how the people in the Bible expressed and understood how God loved them. It's not that he just loved us, he knows us intimately. In Jeremiah, he quotes from Psalm 139, where it says that he knows everything about us. He knit us together in our mother's wombs. He knows how many hairs are on the top of your head. Some of you, I can tell, it's easier to count those number of hairs. But he does. He knows every single thing about you. And I think that shows that he loves us. In Matthew 10 and then again in Luke 12, it recounts the story of Jesus talking to his disciples, and he's telling them not to be afraid of the world, that they are to have confidence wherever they go to preach the word. And he says, you know, he makes no mistake that they will be persecuted, that they will be flogged in the synagogues, and that they will be attacked by people. But he says, you know, we pay 2 pennies for sparrows, and, you know, God, they're, you know, not very valuable creatures. But God knows when those creatures fall to the ground. He knows that those creatures fall to the ground, and we are worth a lot more than sparrows. He wants us to know that we matter, not just as a group, not just as a creation, but as an individual. You, yourself, as an individual, God cares for and loves. And it is because of this love that we get John 3:16. That love that is persistent and evident in creation is shown in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Because of that love that he has for us, he sent his only Son. In 1 John 4:9, Jeff read that this morning. This is love. Let me read it to you. 1 John chapter 4, verse 9, it says, this is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. God shows his love through creation and through Christ. Because he loves us so much, he sent his Son, Jesus Christ. And here it says, this is love, that he sent his Son. He offered his Son himself out of love. It wasn't an obligation. We were talking in Sunday school this morning how easy it is to love somebody if they return that love. It's easy to love somebody if you get something back. But think about how many people don't love God back, yet he still loves them without fail. That's love. And that kind of love is what we are called to show to others. If you take a look again at 1 John, back up a verse, chapter 4, verse 8, it says, whoever does not love does not know God, because God is what? Love. God is love. When I think in mathematical terms, I see God equals love. Now, in our theology 101 says that Christ is God. So if Christ is God and God is love, therefore it stands that Christ is love himself. And there's no mistaking that. When you read the accounts of Christ's life, when you read about what he's preaching and teaching, all he is preaching about is love, of God's love, of his love, of our love for the Father. There is nothing else that is the base of his teaching. It's love. Christ's nature was love, and he preached it wherever we went, and he commanded us to share that love with others. But the ultimate love wasn't necessarily what Christ taught. It wasn't so much what he preached. It's what he did that showed God's love. God's love is shown at its most powerful moment on the cross. Remember, we said that Christ is love. Not that Christ was loving or Christ showed love. Christ is love. And that day on the cross, love was crucified for you and for me. Paul recognizes this. In Galatians 2:20, he makes it clear. And this is kind of a weird situation for Paul and for Peter, because Paul here is opposing Peter. Paul is basically disciplining Peter and telling him, you know, you're in the wrong here, Peter. And here in verse 20 of Galatians 2, he makes this very simple yet powerful statement. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. You know, I still cannot get over how much love there must have been between God and us for him to dwell in human form and send his Son to be crucified and die on the cross. It's an overwhelming thought, and I told the Sunday school class this morning that I cannot get over it. No matter how many times I think about it, I'm just taken over with thanksgiving, because I know that Christ and God showed his love for us on the cross. Paul again makes a statement in Ephesians 5:2. He says this: be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of what? Love. Just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Now, Paul here takes the crucifixion and God and Jesus showing their love for us. He takes it one step further. He says, yes, Jesus has done this for us to show his love, but now it is your turn to show that love to those around you. Sometimes it is easier to love some folks than it is to love others. And it is the people who are hardest to love that need it the most. And those of us who have failed, and I think I can safely say that's everyone in this room, we have failed God at least once in our life. And from a human perspective, that must make us pretty hard to love. But God, in his mercy and in his grace, shows us that he loves us no matter what. He loves us, he loves us, he loves us. Just as Jesus' blood was poured out on the cross, God's love was being poured out on us at that moment in time. Here, Jesus died on the cross for our sins because there was so much love that God just couldn't help but save us from the situation that we got ourselves in. So through creation, through Christ, and through the cross, God loves us. There is no mistake about it. He is love, and he cannot keep from showing that love to those whom he has created. He has made it clear in our creation, in Christ and at the cross, that he loves us, and his love should not and cannot be contained. It must be shared with the world. In 1 John 4:19, 1 John 4, by the way, is one of my favorite chapters in the Bible. Obviously, it's all my favorite, but 1 John 4 is just amazing. 1 John 4, verse 19, it says, we love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. And he has given us this command: whoever loves God must also love his brother. If I confess with my mouth and I confess with my baptism that I love God and I hate my brother, I am a liar. How many of you this morning hear that verse and say, that's some tough stuff to hear? I sure hope that if we profess that we love God, that we can show love for everyone around us, even though sometimes it is hard to love those around us. Remember that God loves us no matter what.